This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Muschietti. I've been enjoying, these colder nights and colder mornings that come off and on. I've been chopping wood and having fires in our wood stove in the 1991 Marvelette. I admit to opening doors and windows in the 1991 Marvelette and saying to Ms. Muschietti, "Brrr, it's cold in here. Oh, maybe we should have a fire," she says. And I run around closing windows and doors and gather some wood. Some early mornings out in the dark, I can smell the smoke of the wood stove. It's like aromatherapy. So like if I put on a piece of juniper on the fire, you know, I'll make a point of getting outside so I can let my olfactories get a hit of that. Oh, yeah, I think camping. Pinyon smoke, you know, the smoke from the wood of pinyon pine reminds me of Santa Fe. And when I was dating my wife-to-be, she lived in Santa Fe. It was a long, long commute, but love and lust can get you there. Don't you love the smell of wood smoke? I mean, not like some forest fire or something, but from a fireplace or a campfire. Sweet domestic smoke, I guess we'll call it. In Tucson, where we lived years and years ago, back in the Pleistocene, we gathered old dead ironwood from the desert surrounding our home out in that Sonora desert. Ironwood burning smells like the earth itself. And that smell nowadays would take me to many memorable Sonoran desert campfires. Wow. Oh, speaking of the Sonoran Desert, I got to tell you, I had the most wonderful experience recently. I was hiking in some hills that had a glorious botanical mix of plants, palmer agaves, sotals, prickly pear, hedgehogs, Mexican blue oaks, ocotillo, bear grass, junipers, manzanita, turpentine bush, and sometimes not all mixed together, but many times, a marvelous, jumbled, mixed up bunch of genera and species. What a hoot. A couple times I just had to sit down on a rock and write down plant names so I would remember them all. So I hiked, you know, down a hill. This one day I hiked down a hill and came across three small shrubs close together. Holy moly, jojoba. Three small jojoba plants. I mean, it's hardly rare, and it does range from 1,500 feet to 5,000 feet in elevation, but it just seemed, what? It just seemed out of context. Sweet jojoba, I said to them. Old friend of my days in the desert that surrounds Tucson, Arizona, jojoba. I sat down near them and just marveled. You can drive 5 minutes out of downtown Tucson and see jojoba bushes. Evergreen, leathery leaves, male and female plants, by the way, and it's the females that give us the jojoba seed, the nut. The botanical name is just hysterical. Simonsia chinensis. The genus is in honor of a fellow named F.W. Simmons, an English botanist, and chinensis means from China. That's right, my friends, botanist on drugs. But listen, early in the 19th century, two boxes of plants arrive at a botanical garden in Berlin, Germany. One box from North America, the Southwest, and one from China. They become mixed up. A botanist describes jojoba as a boxwood from China. He calls it Buxus chinensis. A few years later, Thomas Nuttall, a botanist, birder, plant collector, describes jojoba near San Diego. He names it Simonsia in honor of the aforementioned Simmons and species Californica. Makes sense, right? It does. So some years later, it is declared that the species chinensis was first, and taxonomic nomenclature rules say no to Californica and yes to chinensis, and you say stupid, and I do too. Oh, dear. Simonsia chinensis is in the boxwood family. They got that part right, but maybe that's changed. I hope. It ranges from Southern California all over Southern Arizona, up into Central Arizona. You see it outside Globe growing with scrub oaks in the Dos Cabezas Mountains next to blue oaks. And do you remember back in the 70s, 80s, people were getting hip to jojoba seed because it contains an oil that was to be substituted for sperm whale oil. It can be used in cosmetics as a lubricant. It used to be used so many ways. Jojoba farms sprung up everywhere across the desert. Folks wild gathered jojoba seed to sell by the pound in the 70s and 80s. But what happened? I don't know. You do the research and I'll enjoy these amazing shrubs that span the low desert up into chaparral, Simonsia chinensis. It's not from China. It's from right here. And proof, if you need further proof, that the desert is beautiful, my friends. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Muschietti, and this has been Growing Native.